Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we'll come to you humbling ourselves. Lead that mighty hand today, just thanking and praising you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. I'm ever so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of living, be on top of the ground, not on top of us. I'm ever so grateful and thankful for everything that you have done, is doing, will do this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, as I come to you, humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand tonight, in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to thank you and to praise you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Pray that people's heart to see thy word in spirit and in truth. Hide me behind Calvary's cross, anointed filled with clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory. In the name of Jesus, we bind up all technical difficulties, anything that try to hinder the word of God from going forward. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you for answering prayers, honor requests, and most of all for salvation, saving souls that the kingdom of God may grow in 2023. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Excuse me. If you have a Bible, I'd like you to open up to the book of 1 Peter. We'll also be looking at 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. And James chapter 1, verse 33. And the word of God says in 1 Peter 2, verse 2, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. James 1, verse 22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Also, we are also reminded that in the book of Jeremiah 33, verse 3, it says, thus saith the Lord, call upon me, and I will answer thee, and show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about God's word is powerful and effective. God's word is powerful and effective. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, God's word will accomplish what he desires. When we look around in 2023, we're living in an ever-changing world that is changing each and every day. When we look at society as a whole, our culture that we live in, everybody is moving at a rapid pace. There are things that revolves around the race car. What I mean by the race card is that we're always in a hurry, living in a microwave type of mentality, a microwave type of lifestyle. But I stop by to let you know that the Word of God never changed. Yes, sure, the world is changing ever so great at a rapid pace, but God's Word is settled in heaven as well as here on earth. And God's Word never changes. Regardless of situations that come about, regardless of how the economy goes up or down, regardless of how culture changes, God's Word never changes. Here, when we look at the book of Jeremiah 33, verse 3, when it says, the Lord says, call upon me, and I will answer thee, and show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. We got to understand, brothers and sisters in Christ, that everything we get from God is by faith. See, the Word says in Hebrews 11 and 1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he says he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We are reminded in the book of John, excuse me, the book of James, again, chapter 1, verse 22. So be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Yes, after hearing the word of God, we got to put the word of God into practice. As a born-again believer of Christ, we are instructed, we are encouraged, and we are commanded not to just hear the word, but to do the word. How will you know the word of God go work in your life if you don't put it to work? Yes, once we put the word of God into work for our lives on a personal basis, and God come through in our behalf, it would increase our faith because we know that every good and perfect gift come from above, from the Father of light that has no variousness or shadow turning. Every good gift, every perfect gift come from above, from the Father of light. God loves us so much that he sent his word. But my God shall supply all of my needs according to riches and glory in Christ Jesus, according to Philippians 4 and 19. Yes, beloved, the reason why we should pray before we read and study God's word is because the Holy Spirit teaches you all things and bring all things to your remembrance and also give you understanding of God's word. Yes, being filled with God's Holy Spirit, being led by the Holy Spirit of God. We are sons of God, sons and daughters. We've been drafted in to the family of God. God seen fit. He chose us from the foundation of the earth. Yes, the Bible says that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, set apart for the master's use. So we should pray before we read and study God's word. Because the Bible says in Luke 18, verse 1, to be called in the verse, men ought always to pray and don't faint or lose heart. And the reason why we do that is to get a clear focus on what God has called us to do. And by reading and studying God's word, the Holy Spirit will guide our footsteps. The Holy Spirit will help us to understand what God's perfect will is for our lives. and also will bring all things to our remembrance and give us better understanding of what God's word is saying. Yet God watches over his word to perform it. Beloved, God's word never returns to him void or empty. Here, when we look at the book of Psalms, 119, verse 89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. You see, God's word stands forever. God's word will never fail. God's word is actively watching. God is actively watching over his word each new day, being certain that God's word will never return to him void or empty without accomplishing what God desires. Yes, beloved, only knowledge based on God's word will produce a genuine experience of God and of his power. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening. Child of God, only knowledge based on God's word will produce a genuine experience of God and of God's power. You see, the word of God has the power to reveal to us certain things that we could not know in any other way. Child of God, moral, spiritual ideas are always compared to the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth, in order to define and to judge their values. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the word of God has been proven. It's been tested. The word of God is still standing and will be. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will stand and stand and stand. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the word of God has the power to reveal to us certain things that we could not know in any other way. Child of God, moral standards and spiritual ideas are always compared to the word of God in order to define and judge their value. Yes, believer of Christ, moral standards and spiritual ideas are always compared to the Bible, the Holy Book, in order to define and judge their values. You see, spiritual concept, mortality, and godly living are tested by searching the scriptures because God's word is the standard of comparison and not human ideas. Even though at times man may feel or they may try to make you think that they know it all. But I stop by to let you know that each and every day is a learning experience. Each and every day it should be, hallelujah, before we even leave our homes or wherever we are. Get up and get before the Lord. Go into prayer in your prayer closet and pray to him to lead God and direct you for this particular day. Yes, God desires that his children speak to him on a daily basis. So I stop by tonight to let you know, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that God's word is powerful and effective. When we look at, hallelujah, what spiritual concept, mortality, and godly living, they all are tested by the scriptures. because God's word is a standard for comparison and not human ideas. Jesus said the word of God planted in an honest and obedient heart can produce physical acts which can be seen and felt. Now, this is Jesus speaking. He says again, the word of God planted in an honest and obedient heart can produce physical acts which can be seen and felt. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, people die and buildings fall apart. But God's word unfailingly produces the same thing every time. Yes, God's word will not return to God void. You see, God's word shall accomplish that which God pleases. In the book of Isaiah 55, verse 10 and 11, it says, for as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and return it not thither, but water it the earth and make it and bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall preserve in the things whereto I send it. See, the word of God will not return empty. The word of God is powerful and effective in 2023. Here we see in the scriptures, in 2 Timothy 3, verse, the word says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine. It is profitable for doctrine, also for false reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be presented or perfected, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. It says 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, 17. Hallelujah. You see, every word that God gives humanity, it's powerful, it's purposeful, and was given for a reason. Like the rain and the snow, God's word brings forth life and produces good fruit in our lives. So we as God's people must speak God's word over every situation and circumstances that we find ourselves in. Beloved, God's word, beloved, at times God's word will rebuke us and correct us when we are wrong. God's word trained us in godly living. God's word is a light which guided us in this dark, sinful world that we live in. So, child of God, God's word will always accomplish what he will. God's word is powerful. and could be affected. God's word is full of power. It will help us to overcome whatever we may be. You see, the word of God is able to bring comfort. It's able to bring forth hope as well as strength and encouragement. God's word. It will bring forth comfort and hope as well as strength and encouragement to those who are in sorrows, to those that are in suffering. Yes, the word of God works to accomplish what God desires. Beloved, we are reminded that in the book of Isaiah, chapter 5, verse 10, it says, as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return, as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. In other words, brothers and sisters in Christ, from the time that precipitation falls to the earth and before it evaporates back up into the sky, it says that moisture has it effect. Moisture has an effect. It doesn't go into the sky. That moisture has an effect. It does things. It waters the earth. It causes seeds to sprout and plants to grow, which in turn produces more seed, and some of which are used to make things like bread and pastries. Those are all good things that came into being. In part because God first sent rain from heaven. Here the word of God is saying continuation. Because God's word is powerful and effective, so shall his word be that goeth forth out of his mouth. And it shall not return unto me empty, saith the Lord, but it shall accomplish that will, that which I please, and it shall prosper in the way, and it shall prosper in the way that he wants it to do. In other words, when God speaks, that is when the word of God is proclaimed. And when the Holy Scriptures are read and taught, that word don't come back empty-handed. No, it doesn't. It doesn't fail to accomplish what God sent it to do. You see, God promised that his word will accomplish what he desires. We know that God, he has all power in his hand. We know that God is the one that neither slumber nor sleep. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is the great I am. So he promised that his word will accomplish what he desires. And when we look around, even in 2023, when we look at what God's creation represents, when we look at the trees, the birds, the bees, the flowers, when we look at the skyscrapers, when we look at the vehicles on the highway, when we look at how people is running to and fro, we live in a world that is changing, in a world that is filled with sin, a world that is steady decaying at a rapid pace. Where God said in his word, he created the earth and the fullness thereof. But we as people, as human beings, we want to do things our way. And when we do things our way, when we get in trouble, when we do things our way, we fall short. We fail in the task ahead. But when we do it God's way, and we allow him to have full control in life, he's able to bring things together. He's able to let it work like a well-oiled machine. God's word is powerful and effective. God's word is a living word. God's word will accomplish what he will for it to do. And we as being belong to the family of God, as children of the Most High God, we are reciprocals. We benefit from what God is doing. And God expects us to follow the example of Jesus and speak the word. Because we gotta remember that the word says that man don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So we gotta speak the word into existence. Whatever we believe in God for. I'm reminded when the world was void and without form, God said, let there be light. And by he speaking into the atmosphere, light appeared. That same power that raised Jesus from the dead abides in every believer of Christ. As born-again believers of Christ, we have the opportunity to do as Jesus did, speak the word of God. When we speak the word of God in situation that we may be faced with, when we speak the word of God with authority, things happen because God looks over his word to perform it. He goes to and fro, checking on those that have their heart is loyal towards him. When we realize how important it is to know the word for ourselves, when we realize that, hallelujah, studying the word to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, we are equipping ourselves, hallelujah, to go into battle. We are equipping ourselves to fight the spiritual warfare on a daily basis. Again, tonight we are talking about God's word. It's powerful and effective.
I've been through so much in my life, tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand, yeah. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Me, oh yes, my Jesus, he loves me, oh yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible
tells me so. From beginning to the end, I experienced his love. Now I found a true friend. He loves me. Just read the writing on the wall.
I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Again, tonight we're talking about God's word, powerful and effective. God's word will do what he desires it to do. Because God's word, hallelujah, God will honor his word above his name. We just thank God for each and every one that's listening tonight, those that will be listening at a later date. We just want to touch and agree with you on whatever you are believing God for in 2023. That God in his own time, amen, according to what you ask him for, that he will give it to you based upon your faith, based upon his heart desire for you, based upon you working your faith, stretching out in faith and believing God's promises to come to pass in your life. Again, tonight we're talking about God's word, not Tebow's word, but God's word. God's word works. God's word will be honored because he is almighty. He is the one that is able, ready, and willing to meet our each and every need. My brothers and sisters in Christ, when we look at 1 Timothy 2, verse 4, it says, God, our Savior, wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. In other words, this is God's number one purpose for sending his word into the world. We know that when God sent his word, the word at this particular time was Jesus. Jesus. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we look at the written word, which refers to, pertains to the Holy Scriptures, and when we look into where the word became flesh, we are talking about Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. You see, both were sent by God so that all of mankind could come to a knowledge of the truth. And once they come to a knowledge of the truth, they will continue on to be saved eternally. Beloved, the Word of God has the ability to create and to sustain saving faith. God's Word has the power to accomplish what God intends, namely saving faith in Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of all faith. So, beloved, the Word of God always has the power to turn unbelieving hearts into believing hearts. God's Word will accomplish what God desires. People of God, when it looks like the Word of God is not working, even when people are not believing in Jesus, the Word of God is still at work. Beloved, God produced in human hearts when they hear the Word of God and believe His Word. Hearing and doing God's Word go hand in hand. Yes, beloved, God produces in human hearts when they hear and believe His Word. Beloved, it is God's gospel promises that in spite of our faults and failure, God still loves us in Christ Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. You see, God has made us His own. He has drafted us into the beloved family of God. So He's the one that is taking care of us. He's the one that is keeping us, because He is the promise keeper. God has prepared in heaven for us. So the Bible says in John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. Was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again, receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, as we draw closer to the finishing line of the race that we are in, we need to be encouraged. And that is done by God's Word, the Word that He has provided for us. We have to search the Scriptures for ourselves, because in the Scriptures there is eternal life. In the Scripture there is answer to every situation we go through. The reason why I know it works, because God's Word works. God's Word is powerful and effective. Beloved, by faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the Word of God. You see, Jesus is the one that is called the Word, because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So people of God, when Jesus was on the earth, He taught with words, and His words had a very strong effect on people. Some people, they got angry. Some people broke down in tears. But when Jesus spoke things into existence, it happened. We know Jesus forgave sin by speaking. And seeing their faith, Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. Your sins are forgiven. According to Luke 5, verse 20, Jesus calmed the winds and the sea with his word when they was crossing to go to the other side. Then Jesus, they were in a panic in the midst of the sea. They woke the Lord up. Then Jesus arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and it became perfectly calm, according to Matthew 8, verse 26. Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, he cast out demons by speech. And he said to them, be gone. And they came out, according to Matthew 8, verse 32. You see, the word of God is inspiring, according to 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. It says, all scripture is inspired by God, and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. John 8, verse 32 says, if you abide in my word, then are you truly my disciple, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You see, God's word produces fruit, because the word of God is alive, is living, is active, and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow. And it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. According to Hebrews 4, verse 12. You see, God's word works, and it will accomplish what God desires. So, child of God, the word of God is a major and mighty weapon. And that is why you, as a born-again believer in Christ, should memorize God's word. Beloved, as a Christian, you are to witness with truth, honesty, and integrity. You see, as the Lord provides the opportunity, you should respond to it in a humble and gentle spirit, and always point people to Jesus, because he alone is truly the one who can save. So people of God, if you know that God's word will accomplish what he desires, the gospel is powerful to save. Jesus Christ is the one who draws all men to himself. So realize that the responsibility of salvation does not rest on you, but on God. Remember, you are the teacher and the deliverer of the good news. Bible says in Romans 10, verse 14, it says, how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard, because of the verse? You see, you are a witness for Christ, whether we want to or not. God will deal with each and every believer in Christ. because he has a set plan for each and every one of our lives. Yes, believer of Christ, you witness, and God will save. You plant the seeds, and God will water. God uses who he wants to and when he wants to. It is the word of God that accomplishes salvation. It is his gospel that is powerful, and his son who draws. You see, your witness and power when you witness with the word of God. God looks over his word to perform it. And he has no respect of person. See, God's word is powerful and effective. When we look at Isaiah 55, verse 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, and it shall not return unto me void or empty, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I send it. Beloved, everything that the Lord has spoken in Scripture will accomplish the purpose that God have created and desire for. The word of God, it will accomplish. Every word, and it will produce fruit. Every word of God in the Bible has an assignment. You see, God keeps every promise that he ever made. And God has spoken it. If God has spoken to you his word, he will make it happen, because God's word has purpose, and God's word has power, and will accomplish what God desires each one of his word to accomplish. Believers of Christ, we are living in a fast-paced world, where theology is changing. Every single day of our lives. So we need to be effective in our witnessing, effective in doing what thus says the Lord, walking in humility. So we need to be effective in witnessing to others about Jesus. Witnessing and to show them the way to go according to what is written in the Word of God. So it's very important as a child of God to know what God's Word says. Starts from the beginning and throughout the word. God created the world in 6 days, and on the seventh day he rests. Yet the purpose of God's word sometimes is to discipline us, because as children of God, that he loves us, God's word at times, it will heal. The word of God is powerful, more powerful than any two-edged sword, piercing down to the soul of slender. It has a purpose and a reason. Yes, the purpose of God's word sent to us is to empower us to strengthen us, to help us to overcome in all areas of our lives. Yes, the purpose of God's word sometimes is to discipline us because we are God's children and he loves us. You see, the word of God at times it heals us in times of a loss of a loved one. They'll comfort us and will protect us. See, the Bible as a whole, it is God's love letter to his children, which reminds us that after all, we say and do, God loves us no matter what. The Bible says again here in 2 Timothy 3, verse 5, verse 16 and 17. It says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work in 2023. Yes, God's word will accomplish what God desires. When we look at 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 13, it says, for this cause, excuse me, for this cause also, thank we God without ceasing, because when we receive the word of God, which you hear of us, we welcome it not as the word of men, but as if it is true, and the word of God which effectively worketh also in you that believe it. Yes, beloved, God's word is indeed true. And God makes sure that all who wrote the Bible were inspired by him to do so. They were transformed by the power of God's word. And so are we now in 2023. Child of God, the Bible will never be outdated because God is the same God and he is faithful. Matthew 4, verse 4 says, when Jesus was approached by the devil after being baptized of John the Baptist in the River Jordan, he was led by the Spirit of God into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he got real hungry at the point of starvation, the enemy shows up and tries to convince him about worldly possessions. And so Jesus, in all of his wisdom, told them, the religious folks, rabbis, the Sadducees, and the Pharisees, which is religious groups at that particular time. He called them vipers. So he knew what they were up to. And here in Matthew 4, verse 4, it says, and Jesus, after being tempted of the devil to turn rocks into bread, Jesus let him know and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. So, beloved, human beings need food and water in order to sustain themselves physically each and every day of their lives. But our spirit does not need food and water. It needs God's word, because God is a spirit. And those that worship him in spirit and in truth. So remember, God's word is powerful and afflicted. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, Apostle. Thank you for that message today. Please share the number, 347-826-9424, with your family and friends, and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, that number is 347-826-9424. Also, if you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Please address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Tebow, T-H-I, B as in boy, E-A-U-X as in x-ray. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you. Have a great week. Know that God loves you, and so do we. God bless.